CBS, hospice care ripe for fraud, especially in California, they had hundreds with multiple red flags. By Ian Hanchett on March 11, 2026. On Tuesday's broadcast of CBS Evening News, CBS national correspondent Adam Yamaguchi reported on hospice fraud and said there is an industry ripe for fraud, especially in California, that is costing hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. He also stated that there are hundreds of hospice licenses in the state with multiple signs of potential fraud by the state's own criteria for what constitutes red flags for potential fraud. Yamaguchi spoke to a woman who said she was fraudulently enrolled in hospice care and was without coverage as a result. He also said, a CBS News investigation found an industry ripe for fraud. Especially in California, companies accused of overbilling. Real patients deny care, and it's costing hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. Yamaguchi added, CBS News analyzed every hospice licensed in LA County. More than 1,700, and checked for the same warning signs the state used in an audit of the industry. Like multiple hospices packed into one building or caregivers whose patients, supposedly at death's door, are discharged alive. And said that more than 700 agencies had multiple signs of potential fraud and one that had all six of the state's red flags for potential fraud. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.